Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. Time once again for Town Talk today, speaking with Mayor Melanie Pilon. First of all, thank you very much for joining me today.
Hi, Daniel. Thank you very much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
So it's been about half a year into this term of council. Just wanted to look back on what's been done, what's going on, what will be going on. And let's start by looking back at the things that have happened over this term so far. Are there any particular items you'd like to highlight?
Absolutely. Council has been very busy since the election in November. It seems as soon as we took our oath in November, we dove right in. And the first couple of months, really, we took that time to get comfortable. And we oriented ourselves into our new roles and responsibilities. And it seems like all we did was training, lots and lots of training for new councillors when they're first elected into office. But after that, we really hit the ground running. And we took on some pretty significant projects that I'm really proud to discuss. Certainly with the support of our staff, of course. The municipality was successful in obtaining an $800,000 arena grant that will be used to upgrade the HVAC system and make some great new upgrades to the lobby at the Michoacan Memorial Community Center, and will also include a new electronic sign. We were also really grateful to be able to get other grants from the Ontario Trillium Foundation as well as FedNor to do upgrades for tourism and for the track and other really key infrastructure projects in the community. So that was one thing that council was very proud to be part of.
Okay, and those are things that, as you mentioned, the MMCC work, that's kind of ongoing as well. We're going to be seeing that work happening over the coming weeks in some cases, or in the coming year in other cases.
Exactly. All of those grants that we were able to get, they all were an integral part of the first budget that was passed by council. And that was a huge undertaking. It took a lot of time, and again, it was supported by key staff at the municipality. And we passed our first budget in February. We were very, very proud of our budget. It did pass with a 2.8% tax increase, but in this current economic climate, a 2.8% increase was well below inflation. So we were very proud to keep that small increase under inflation. And we're still able to set a little bit of money aside that we will be able to squirrel away for necessary capital and infrastructure upgrades and things like that.
And I know one of the other things that's been going on, you're still in the process of refreshing the strategic plan. That's a guiding document often referred to in budgets and other reports as well. So that will help with future movement on other things in the coming years.
Absolutely. So we are currently undertaking a strategic plan update, and we are working with a company to help us do that. So that will provide our council with the opportunity to really get our fingerprints on the strategic plan and have our own action items incorporated into what was strategic plan. So that's really exciting. We've also just finished up the survey period where we went out into the community and we asked residents what they felt needed to be included in the strategic plan, what their concerns were and what they wanted to see being addressed.
You've got about 3.5 years left in this term. What are some of the things that you're looking forward to that we haven't already highlighted?
We have a number of really great projects that are listed as key action items or our objectives that are listed in our strategic planner that have come forward from the residents. Certainly, we are very, very interested in supporting and encouraging the building of a new OPP station that is very high on the priority list. Certainly, developing and implementing downtown improvements and improvements for key areas such as Pinewood Drive and other areas in the community that are critical to commercial development are key on the priority list. And of course, if we've said it once, we've said it 1,000 times, increasing the supply of a range and mix of new housing for Walla, whether it's single detached dwellings or multi-residential units. There's a very high demand for new housing in Walla.
Mm-hmm.
So those are a few examples.
Definitely things that we'll be keeping an eye out for progress on, especially housing, obviously, as you mentioned, a very important item, not just in this community, but particularly in this community as well. So we'll keep an eye on it, and you know, we'll definitely be speaking coming months and coming years as progress is made on many of those projects you highlighted.
Yeah, I look forward to working with a variety of stakeholders, both from the public and private sector, as we look to develop collaborations and partnerships, as we look to move forward and complete these projects.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. And as I said, I'm sure we'll be speaking again before you know it. It's going to be the end of the year, and we'll probably check in with you at that point as well.
Well, thank you very much again for the opportunity today, Daniel, and have a great day.
Once again, that is Mayor Melanie Pilon joining us for Town Talker at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.